The Memoir Series, a selection of memoirs by summer citizens and students participating in the 4-Minute Memoirs course at Utah State University.
The memoir is an art form. Some say the memoir should be true to the facts as experienced. How boring is that? If I want to read facts, I'll get a technical journal. Who reads a story about how I had a bad day? But now if I'm on the verge of death, then I have something to tell. Let's hear it for literary license. They say it might be okay to improvise if I put a little legalese at the beginning to cover my butt. Forget that. Play them along for a while. They'll figure it out. It is best, however, to hold close to the truth. Why feed them obvious falsehoods when we can take them down the path? I always thought it would be fun to tape a McDonald's cup to the top of my car and drive around town with a buddy or two, grinning and waving at everybody. It wouldn't work that well, though, if I used black electrical tape to secure the cup. A dead giveaway. We would look like dorks. Even worse would be if I put a disclaimer on the side of the car. I grew up in a small eastern Washington town, conservative and boring. A better beginning to my life story would be growing up in New York City before it got gentrified, when they were still taking your money at gunpoint. They don't have to use guns anymore, you know. Now they just open a new bank. It would be just a lack of imagination, if you ask me. Maybe I had a loving, caring home, secure and supportive. I didn't, but let's say that I did. Who cares? Come on, let's try being raised by a crack mom in East L.A. Now that's an attention grabber. Why write about your own life when you can borrow one? Put yourself in the worst situation imaginable. Double? No, triple that. Then you have a story. This is the stuff that they make movies out of. All your friends would admire and emulate you. They probably wouldn't even remember that you grew up together, bored silly. When your grandkids ask about what it was like when you went to school, they don't want to hear that you took a cheese loaf bus to school just like they do. They want a 3-mile walk in 4-foot-deep snow. Had to get up at 4 a.m. just to make it on time, you know. You'll be their hero. Facts are for fools. Enhancement is the order of the day. We spend big bucks on dangerous surgeries to enhance our bodies and faces. Why not use big stories to enhance our lives? That's got to be more fun than going under the knife. And how many people get elected using facts? Spin, they call it. Make the ordinary extraordinary. We don't even have to be good anymore. Just put our failings in the right light, and we are the town's, or country's, savior. They invented a game called Lie, Cheat, and Steal to teach our kids how life works. Got to get them off on the right foot, you know. Anyone can get a degree. Just find the right school. Remember the fraternity monkey who graduated college because his frat buddies did his homework and tests? Who needs a doctor that knows medicine? After all, everyone has to die someday. Who needs an engineer who designs bridges to stay up or ships to stay afloat? Who needs a lawyer who knows the law? Well, maybe the last one doesn't matter much, but you get the idea. We've had deceit in the system since I can remember, maybe even before that. What is different, I think, is that now we are more open about it. Is it possible to be more honest about dishonesty? I don't know, but I do know that our denial was at peak levels when I was growing up. This might be better. It is sad, though, that we are so ready to allow deceit in our world and to come to expect dishonesty in our leaders. Maybe that is a good enough reason to keep the stories from our own lives, our memoirs, pure and true. This is Brian Gage, UPR Radio.
This has been a memoir from the Memoir Series, a selection of memoirs by summer citizens and students participating in the 4-Minute Memoirs course at Utah State University. To hear more of these memoirs, check out upr.org.